1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
I was starting to think there wasn't going to be a baseball season this year because we tried to get you in here about a month and a half ago.
Right.
But you were in Steamboat Springs. You weren't going to be available. And then it was like, well, okay, then I think we were gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I did come in once, and then, I was gone, then you were gone.
We were gone, then you were gone, then we were gone.
And plus, it's been cold and crappy.
Yeah, our schedules weren't jiving so well.
It doesn't seem like baseball weather.
It's time for Fireman!
It is!
Jim!
The most wonderful time of the year. Yeah.
It is. Fireman Jim.
We're
and
here.
Again, I just want to remind you, this is why. I don't have to remind you. I'm just reminding people who have thought it's a waste of taxpayer money. This is why we put a roof on our stadium.
Yeah, it's not looking too good for opening day.
But it doesn't have to anymore. It doesn't have to look good for opening day anymore.
Well, for us it doesn't. We're playing no matter what. Tomorrow in New York, I give the game about a 20% chance to get
really
with that forecast.
Really?
Yeah,
all
New
the
York.
Rain we just got.
Big New York.
New York, they won't get a dome.
Yeah.
Put a dome on it, man.
I don't know why.
It was rained out last year in New York. Their opener has been rained out for two straight years, I think.
Really?
In New York. So that's why they keep Friday open. That's why their off day is Friday.
There should be a rule in baseball that you cannot play a Major League Baseball game north of, I'll say, Louisville.
Okay.
Until the middle of April.
Till the middle of April?
Yeah. Unless you have a dome.
Of course.
Unless you have a dome. Unless you're indoors.
They won't do that.
You want to hear something else?
Yes.
I realized this morning, I heard, I was watching ESPN, and I heard him say Cubs and Rangers, Thursday night at 6:30 our time.
All right.
And I thought, okay. And they said the Rangers defend whatever.
Their World Series title.
And I thought, wait, the Rangers won? I thought Houston won the World Series last year.
Rangers
won the World Series last year. So. Yeah. I call myself a sports fan, but I can't even remember who the champions are.
And who did they play?
Yeah.
To follow these teams all year long and then not remember who won the championship.
Yeah, and who did they beat in the World Series?
Houston.
Nope. They're in the same division.
Boston.
Nope.
The Raiders.
The Yankees.
They beat the Brewers. The Brewer. No. The Brewer curse or good luck for the team, the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks went to the World Series last year.
It's like I didn't even watch
it.
I don't remember it. Didn't watch. Before we get into all the things I've forgotten, Fireman Jim.
I forgot a lot, too.
What's going on at The Rock?
The Rock. I got my first baseball games today and tomorrow at The Rock. We got a college game today at the stadium. We got some high school games.
What college game?
Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Oh, is that where they play
now? And they play usually out by by Newman Field. But it's kind of wet over there, so they gave us a call. We had the stadium available, rented it out, and baseball's back. UWM's playing tomorrow. They play all their home games at the Rock.
So you guys are up and running.
Umbrella Bar opens next week. Yeah, we're full on.
I may wait a couple of weeks before I go to the Umbrella Bar.
Oh, come on. We got a fire pit.
When are the food trucks roll out there?
Not till after Memorial Day.
So. When is first teat time?
Oh, that's going to be like May Mother's Day weekend we open up.
Teat time has had a real...
Well, last year we kind of... We put it away for a season, so I want to bring it back.
Because you're on the
pitch clock. I can't
right.
tell my funny one-liners
right.
in a British accent.
Yeah.
In 15 seconds.
Do your accent.
I can't. I have to be at the stadium. I really can't. If you make me do it right now, it's horrible. But when I'm on the spot, when I'm live,
I can
nail it.
Good day.
Good day, sir. that's about 50%.
Yeah,
that's
you reached it.
That's about 50% there.
Okay,
so.
But tea time is back this year at Milkmen Games?
Yes, at select
And Milkmen I just games. Read that Milkmen 2024 tickets are available now.
Now. Yes, you can get them now. And I'd get the best games will sell out our weekend, our Friday night fireworks, our Saturday night's special event stuff. That will sell out, so... Get them now. Get you. They're as low as $15 a game.
Are happening.
Yes.
Website
they are.
So we can see
MilwaukeeMilkmen.com.
MilwaukeeMilkmen.com.
That's right.
Do we have a team? Do we have a roster yet for the Milkmen? Or
we got spring training starts May 1st. So we do have a roster.
Okay.
And it's typical American Association turnover. we got maybe about a third of our guys not even coming back because a lot of them went to got either retired or they got went to the major league.
There's no such thing as a rebuilding year for them.
There really isn't. Not in minor league baseball, and it goes that goes across the board. You're getting turnover from rookie ball all the way to AAA season.
Are all the teams the same? Any shakeup in the
teams.
League or anything?
Nope, same teams.
All right.
Yeah, I wish we were live streaming right now because people would understand this better. When are you going to shave that beard? Are you keeping all season?
April, this comes off after Easter.
After Easter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you want me to keep it.
No. Do whatever you want. I was just wondering because I thought it was going to be gone for opening day. I thought
Right around. Yeah. In fact, for home opener, it should be gone. But maybe I'll shave it and maybe get the old 5 o'clock shadow.
Just wondering.
I don't know. What do you think?
I got used to Aaron's beard.
You know.
It's the winter look, so that's coming off. It's coming. Ladies, it's coming off. Don't worry.
You've been growing that all winter?
Yeah, I kept it on since hunting season.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a man's look.
It is. You look like a man.
It seems a little short.
It's short and it's coming in a lot grayer.
Yeah, you ever hear of Miami Vice? Ever hear of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Short beards.
Yeah.
You ever hear of the Miami Device?
No, it's longer than the Miami Miami Device. Now you got me saying
that. That was a shaving tool.
Fool?
It's called the Miami Device.
I know, but his beard is longer than the Miami Vice shadow.
Yeah.
But shorter than Duck Dynasty.
That is a good analogy of my beard. Thank you. Yes, but it'll be coming off.
All right. Duck Dynasty the new standard in long beard length, not ZZ Top anymore?
Well... Yeah.
That's probably what I mean.
Since Dusty Hill passed?
ZZ is kind of our age, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so Duck Dynasty. I just want to keep up with the kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I think that...
It's never going to be that long.
I think that beard... Here, the kids will like this. This is one for the kids.
The kids.
Your beard is bussing. Absolutely bussing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hey, get the kids to the radio so they can hear us being cool.
Yeah. I don't even know the hip bussin' terms anymore. I don't know any of that
bussin'
stuff.
Bussin' or whack?
None of it. So.
All right, let's talk a little baseball.
Let's talk baseball. Milwaukee Brewers kicking off tomorrow in New York.
Hopefully.
Well, Mets were fourth place team last year, the year before they were 100, won 100 games.
That's a hard luck team, and I don't care because they have all the money in the world, and they still can't perform. They bring in free agents, and
I don't care. I just wonder what they're set up for this year.
Well, their number one ace pitcher is out for a while now. He got hurt in spring training, so we're not going to even face him tomorrow.
Who is their number one ace pitcher?
Well, now it's Quintana. Now,
okay,
it was Senga, but he got hurt, and he was their big signing. So
I really need a reboot on who's where in baseball.
Every season. Even I was looking the other day. I'm like, oh my god, that's right. He changed. So Quintana starting for the Mets, a lefty, which Quintana gives us fits. He has for years now, and our against lefties, we didn't do too well last year. But let's erase that. It's a new season. We want to win the division.
Is Buck Showalter their manager now?
Do they change managers?
I don't know. Isn't he?
We'll have to get Rock on that now because there's so
you
many
two talk.
Managers.
I'll type.
So the Mets, I mean, they're always picked to do well, and then they just don't perform. So we're hoping that continues, at least while we play them. I don't care what happens after that. So, big game for us. Freddy Peralta, our newest ace, coming out of the gates. And, we're counting on him. We lost our 1-2 pitchers last year, which you all know about.
Carlos Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Is the skipper.
But he was their manager last year, right, Buck?
I don't know if he was...
Yeah, what? Can you just let it go? I told you who the manager is now. You're living in the past, man.
Let's focus on 2024.
The heyday of Mets, Buck Showalter.
Let's focus on 2024 and Pat Murphy Ricky Weeks here.
Well,
a
lot of change going on.
A lot of change for the Brewers especially. I mean, they lost, I guess, their two best pitchers. They've lost some key players from last year's squad. This is a very young team coming in.
Getting younger, too. Garrett Mitchell went down a couple days ago, our starting center fielder.
Talk about a hard luck story.
That guy cannot get healthy.
And he heard it at batting practice.
Yeah,
did he get drilled by the batting practice pitcher? I didn't find out
then he
why.
Showed up for, a little presser, a little Q&A with the reporters, and he said, nah, it's fine. We're going to take a look at it, but it feels fine. I'm fine.
That's what they're supposed to say.
And then they say, and then the MRI or CAT scan or whatever says, you're not okay.
Yeah, so
you're not okay.
So shut him down for 6 to 8 weeks, and I feel bad for him, but it is what it is, part of baseball. So
does Weimer
They haven't made the call unless they did this morning, but most likely Weimer. He got sent down.
8 weeks.
It's 2 months.
That's June.
Yeah. Well, the season's really long. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I mean, last
June
year.
June is.
Yeah, it's.
Last year was out
the snow
for 5 months.
By then.
Maybe.
We hope so. Yeah. So
I have snow in my yard.
Now?
Yeah.
I don't have any. Mine's
from
all gone.
A big blob all that was gone. Piled up by the snow plows.
Mine's all gone too. So it'll melt. It'll melt soon enough. Hopefully by the time that he comes back, that's for sure. So that kind of throws a wrench into the opening day lineup. But you know they were going to have Frelick playing third. That's going to push him probably back to center. Bring up Weimer.
I see you leave Frelick at third, and you bring Weimer up, and because you don't give up any defense, I don't think, with Weimer.
No, Weimer's a great defender. That's
100%. It's the offense that would be the downside to having
Weimer. And Frelick at third, he's not a natural third baseman, so you probably lose a little bit with him at third. So now you got Joey Ortiz. You know, he's another young player that we got in the Oriole trade that we're going to count on a lot of young, rookies. You know, Jackson Chirio, he's got, he's the second youngest person to start for the Brewers.
He's the one we're
Robin
watching.
Yount.
He's the guy that
he's
we're
the
all
guy
watching.
That everybody's watching. He could be a true 5-2 player. He, would be awesome. A great prediction. Can he go 20-20 this year, meaning 20 homers, 20 stolen bases? He can. He's not in the minors. He's that kind of player. He's very exciting to watch, and a lot of these young guys are. So having a guy like that, it's going to draw fans in. And if guys like they perform, a lot of pressure on them, but if they perform, the Brewers have every chance to win the Central and move on.
It's a long season.
I feel like I know what Craig Counsell baseball looks like.
Well, he's got more money. He's got his dreams have come
true.
But I
don't know what Pat Murphy baseball.
No, yeah. We're going to find out.
It's going to look a lot like Counsell baseball, I would think. Wouldn't it? They work together.
But then,
he'll have his own flair for whatever. Okay. For how he manages. And we don't, I've watched spring training, but that's a different animal. Spring training is one thing, and that's, great to get these guys in shape. And, managing different is way different than in a regular season than spring training.
How do you like starting the season overseas with regular season games and then going back to spring training?
That screwed up my fantasy baseball draft.
Okay, besides that,
I still don't like it.
Yeah.
I like the first, the Reds used to always have the first game of the season. It was always Cincinnati Reds.
Then some umpire had a heart attack and they quit doing that,
exactly. So they did Japan a couple years ago. They were in Korea this year. The games are starting at 3 a.m. I mean, for you guys, you probably could watch the entire game.
I like having
it. You guys
loved
it.
But then going back to spring training.
And they went back to spring training. Yeah, it's... That's MLB trying to...
Ryan, you're thinking of this like from your life. Well, I've got to get to the bank. I've got
checks to write.
Right, I've got things to
refrigerate. I have to dial a phone number.
It's not...
They want to showcase Ohtani. They know
the Cosby Show is on. Right.
The Cosby Show, nice. Yeah, no.
Can't DVR everything.
Not a fan of it. No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, regular baseball.
I'm a fan of baseball, so I guess I'm not that opposed to it.
I mean, they do some spring training games there. That's what they did that in Mexico. They do that all the time. But, why regular season?
Because they want the foreigners to go, it's a real
game. There's a lot of ball players from
foreigners.
Yeah. They are. Well, they're in their own country, so they're not foreigners.
And they've got a lot of Korean ball players, a lot of Japanese ball players. So, it's very popular in Asia. So, they want to bring the guys over there and play some games.
Who's the best team in our division? Who should win the division?
Central is still up for grabs, like it was last year. On paper, boy, it's hard to say. The Reds are looking good.
What about the Cardinals?
Cardinals, they finished last place, but they up.
Can't they have a few years of being last place?
They could.
They
could
won't,
happen
though.
Again this year.
The Cardinals just don't do that.
A lot of young players in the Central Division. Right. Between the Reds, Brewers, Pirates,
Cubs,
pick a winner.
Cubs,
everybody's
good.
Everybody's picking the Cubs, but that's just because half the people don't. It's the big city, and they just pick the Cubs.
Right.
It's Council. Council can manage. We know that. So on paper, the Cubs, but the Reds are looking good. The Brewers are a question mark team with a lot of young talent on this team.
I just don't know how you can put the Brewers in a race for that division with all of the losses they took, just pitching alone.
Right.
In the offseason, I just don't know how
you
put them on top.
Two key starters, obviously, Burns, signing a winner. He's huge. You're not going to replace him. We have D.L. Hall. He's in our rotation. He's pitching game two against the Mets. He's an exciting young player. We got a lot of exciting young players. I hate to use that term, but it's true. Will they perform? It's tough. It's tough to rely on a younger team. But, again, last year at this time, we were talking about who's going to win what and what's your picks for the World Series. And nobody picked the Diamondbacks. Nobody picked the Dodgers to win the division. It was always Dodgers, Padres, Giants, then no, they came on strong. A lot of young players. We kind of mirrored that team a little bit. They had the Rookie of the Year, and they went to the World Series. So it is possible, especially with this new playoff system. So why not the Brewers?
I don't know, because it's never my team.
It can be.
Are you going to keep kind of one eye on the Orioles this year,
just
to see how Burns is doing?
Orioles is the sexy pick for American League champion. They had a good team last year. They had
and
over
they
100
added
wins.
Burns.
They added Burns, and they have a good team. I mean, that's my pick for a World Series for the American League. I mean, the Rangers defending are good.
But I just have a feeling like Baltimore is just primed to fall on their face because they are the team that you want. Well, they were good last year. They got better in the offseason. And that team never is the team.
Baltimore's on a cold streak. Ravens, Bridge.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Orioles. Well, it's a bad thing. It's bad they're having bad luck. I don't mean anything nasty by that.
Well,
it's a tragedy.
The Orioles are in the American League East, which is a very tough division to win, no matter who you are. So, but they're the best team, I think. So we'll see if they come.
Turned it off when I heard them.
Now the smart
It's badness.
You're right. You said cold streak.
The betting World Series is going to say Dodgers Orioles. My heart goes for an Orioles Brewers World Series,
of course. Your heart,
say,
really?
Brewers versus Orioles, please. I say that, of course, the Brewers every year. I want them in the World Series. I want them to win the World Series.
They have to play somebody.
I'm going to go with the Orioles Braves, otherwise. I mean, the Brewers, you know, they had 92 wins this year. If they get 90, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and the Central.
Let's get number one tomorrow if we play.
If we play, if not, number one on Friday, and we come back. Open day is Tuesday at AmFam Field, and then I'll be back Wednesday, hopefully, with talking some good news. Come out of the box.
Look at that.
Yes.
You are Mr. Positive.
You'll be like this. Once more, Milkman.
Milkman, tickets are on sale now. MilwaukeeMilkman.com, opening weekend, Mother's Day weekend, and fun team.